Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda. And we're both sober. Yay!
That's not a yay. Boo!
But it is our anniversary podcast.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Kinda.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you.
I know, I got your e-card.
Hey, I don't have a lot to celebrate, so these little milestones. Nice.
Wow, has it really been 2 years?
That's just bizarre.
Whoa.
God, we're old.
Now, NC and I have a lot of podcasts I like listening to, mm-hmm. and it drives me nuts when suddenly they stop podcasting.
For no reason?
Well, and some, like, honestly, some of them, I used to love this one podcast, Watching the Directors, mm-hmm. and their last podcast was like, you know what, our lives are really busy, we just really can't keep up with it, and I was like, no, what are you doing? Yeah. Like,
but that's better than just them not ever podcasting again.
At
least they said
many.
Something.
Like, there are so many podcasts where, like, literally they just stopped.
Oh, wow.
And so...
That leads to ugly speculation.
Well, if we ever just stop, we'll make sure and put clues out there for people
to... Where to find us and
where to
what
find
we're doing
evil
now.
Twins.
Right.
But at this point, there's no foreseeable end.
Yeah, I see no reason to stop.
Unless the show stops, which
God.
Would kill me.
Yeah, that would not be good.
No.
So, yeah.
All right. I'm still digging the Matlock recap idea, though. I haven't forgotten.
Well, you know, if we get to that point, I think we'll be that desperate. So,
yeah.
Okay.
So it was Memorial Day in Genoa City.
Yes, it was.
And we had already talked about Chance, like, re-enlisted
mm-hmm.
and was gonna...
Eagerly snatched up and was gonna go off to
mm-hmm.
Afghan Iraq.
Yeah. So they had to have a red, white, and blue kind of barbecue for him.
Well, they do that anyway.
Yeah.
They always have the Memorial Day.
Yeah.
You know.
They like barbecues at the Chancellor Mansion.
Yeah, yeah. And it looks like they do it upright. I would, you know, certainly stop by on a holiday just to say hello and salute the flag and have
yeah.
8 or 9 beers and some hot dogs. And, you know, Mrs. Chancellor's famous potato salad.
I don't know. It never seems that happy, though.
There's always something kind
all
of
the
a
more
cloud.
Reason to go.
Yeah, exactly. You go for the show, not so
yeah.
much for the company.
Yeah. Because Nia was just...
on a tear. Mm. Yeah. And, you know, I get it. I really do. And I understood the whole point of the episode. Support the troops. And
yeah.
it must suck to be a military family. And I'm so glad I'm not. And,
yeah.
you know. But it's also so far out of my experience. And my feelings about that whole situation are very strong. And so it was just kind of like... show the lamb again.
I was more interested in, like, because it's been so rainy here up until this
oh,
week.
God,
like, we've
yeah.
had, like, 9 months of rain. And I was just like, oh, my God, they're up. They're outside.
Yeah.
And
they have shorts on.
The grill's on.
Oh. Yeah. We can still only dream of that.
Yeah. I wasn't even paying attention to what was really going on.
Yeah. Yeah. At the moment, I wouldn't mind a blanket, actually.
I know.
It's
cold
in here.
But so, regardless, like, they raised a flag.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah,
know,
and it flapped.
Had some hot dogs.
Oh, and they did a big deal with the Blue Star families, which I think is a
yeah.
neat, you know, kind of tradition. So, you know, good for them.
Do you think Chance will come back?
I don't know. This seemed like a pretty permanent, he's going to be gone
felt
for
like,
a while.
Like a goodbye.
Yeah, it seemed like a real goodbye, and he's not going to come back
yeah.
for at least a number of years.
I think, though, that this opens... because I can't forget Ronan.
Mm-hmm.
I think this opens up the possibility that, like, maybe at some point through summer,
mm-hmm.
you know, Nina is now without a son.
Right, and she needs to have someone to cry over,
yeah.
so...
And so
yeah.
Paul will be back on the case or something, and then they'll find him.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it does kind of open it up for Rona to come back, and I'm fine with that. I think,
yeah.
you know, I was always...
Well, I feel a little unresolved about that one, so... And with Heather out of the picture, because in real life she is going to have a baby, so
oh,
we were right.
Oh, all right then.
I just like Ronan coming back with sort of, like, no Chance, no
mm-hmm.
Heather,
right.
and, like, let's talk about some new relationship
right.
possibilities
yeah.
and new tensions.
Right, yeah. So, speaking of relationship tensions, what's the deal with Paul and Nina? Are they together? Are they not? Are they just friends? What's the deal?
I think
them?
What the deal is that Paul is pathetic because
yeah.
She's not really, not really into him, but she's hanging on to him.
Because there's nothing better going on.
Yeah. Oh,
that's just sad.
It is just sad.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. And
not only that, I mean, she totally dissed on Heather.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in a big way. I would not let anyone talk that way about my daughter.
If something happens to Chance, it's Heather's fault.
Directly.
Like, directly.
Yeah.
Like, you shot the torpedo, whatever. Right. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Wow. Let's get out the map, shall we?
Whatever.
Look at where he's going.
But, and it's like, not a whole lot of people were willing to stand up and be like, it's not her fault. Except Chance had a little private conversation with Heather that was like, why can't anybody see that I just need to do this for me?
I just want
to
go.
Yeah, I'm not re-enlisting because I'm pathetic.
I'm not running away from anything. Yeah. I'm running towards something, and that's admirable.
Yes.
Yeah, no, they...
I wish he would have shouted that from the mountaintops just so, like, Heather didn't get the satisfaction of thinking she had that much power over Chance.
Yeah, really. Because she doesn't.
Anyway.
Yeah. So what was the deal with Philip's face?
Oh,
he
I don't
had
know.
Some kind of weird facial hair situation going
on. I don't
remember. He had like one of those weird side mustachey, but all of this, his cheeks were empty, and then there was beard again. It was just like, what?
Okay, I'm going to have to go back and look.
Yeah, go back and look, because it was startling in its distractiveness, given that he had like 8 lines. But I couldn't look at anyone else, just trying to figure out, how do you do that?
Electric shaver? But I don't even pay attention to him when he's around, because he's so insignificant.
Yeah. Maybe that's why he did this abomination on his face. Pay attention to me.
All right,
so Chance is done. Good riddance.
And
have
then,
fun.
And then we also left off. Tucker was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. In a coma still. Hadn't come out of it.
There's a lot of arguments about, you know, ventilator, feeding tube, blah, blah, blah. And, Ashley, you know, all signs were pointing to Ashley.
Right. Well, signs she painted.
Yes. I think she's a little unlucky, though, in several ways, because Diane has crafted this true story that the car ran straight into Tucker.
Right. Sped up and swerved toward him, not away.
And,
not so good.
And
if you're the fiancé
story...
driving.
Yeah. Ashley is inconsistent in her stories because she said she and Abby were arguing, but then Abby says she was asleep or...
Well, Ashley said that also. She kind of went, she went back and forth.
She couldn't remember.
It was so
tense.
It all happened so fast.
Yeah.
And, you know, my fiancé was lying on the ground under the car. So...
It totally sounds like a Crime Time Friday, like, mystery, right? And, but in the meantime then... So people are starting to get suspicious, and Catherine ends up getting a restraining order?
Well, she had the restraining order against her already, the order of protection, so she couldn't go in the room. And then Ashley got arrested, Victor bailed her out, Ashley then immediately went to Tucker's bedside.
Because...
He made that great comment about how only her kiss could revive him. No, it only got her back in jail.
Because she went in there and literally, like, was like, Tucker, you know, I can't... She found out that, you know, Tucker has a son somewhere, and she's like, I can't believe you didn't tell me, but, you know, whatever, like... Mm-hmm. Anything is okay, and I'm so sorry all this happened, and I'm just trying to make it right. And, like, she went to kiss him or whatever, and all of a sudden, like, all the machines went crazy.
I thought that was great.
And,
it was like the proximity alarms.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't touch the body!
The nurse, everybody comes in, and they're like, what did you do? And she's like...
I didn't do anything.
She said, I know I can draw him out.
Right.
I know I have the power to... I was just trying to kiss him.
Yeah.
And everybody's looking at her like, you're insane.
You're nuts. That's doesn't happen in real life.
And so, I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, so she gets rearrested.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, Catherine and Paul are on the case looking for Tucker's son.
Yeah.
And they go into Tucker. Okay. They said that they were going to go into Tucker's place and sort of go through things.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You feel a little uncomfortable about what they might find?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
I was envisioning Tucker's secret stashes.
Yeah.
And it was not...
No, it's not something you want your mom to find ever.
No.
No, that's why you have that one friend who has the key to your place, who's like, if anything ever happens to me...
And that one friend, Sophia?
Yeah.
So she probably already took care of it then.
Yeah, I would assume.
All right.
since they didn't find anything. Well, other than one little clue.
They found a note. What did the note say? Do you remember?
Happy Father's Day, Daddy. No, I don't know.
No, it sounded like it was from the mother of the child. Like, I'm going to keep my promise. You'll never see him.
Right, yeah.
And then the note was torn in half.
Right.
And I loved because Mrs. Chancellor...
Did they see both halves? I don't remember.
Yeah, because Mrs. Chancellor was holding them both.
Okay.
Like, together, like half and half. And Paul was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And he gets, like, an envelope. And he's, like, very carefully having her put those pieces, like, keep your fingerprints off
it. Keep the DNA fresh. And
what are we talking?
It's like, oh, my God. Well, it was him trying to look like he knew anything about detecting. Which we know he doesn't.
No. Anyway, so, I don't know. That'll probably come up.
Yeah.
They'll do
a handwriting analysis. And
yeah.
Put it in Paul's secret Batcave computer and spit out the picture of whoever's the mother.
Yeah.
I still want the mother to be Sophia's mother.
Yeah, I have a feeling that you got pretty close on that one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm just not sure.
Well, and on the drive over here, I thought, oh, what if Tucker's the father of her baby? It's not likely, but it would be interesting. All of a sudden, they're in the delivery room, and it was like, whoa. This child looks a little mixed. Okay. But I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, and so now they have to fill in the CEO portion, because Tucker is out.
Yeah.
And the will, like, put Sophia in charge, right?
Yeah, she was in charge, but Catherine had all the power.
Yeah.
And Catherine is just running too many things at once, and she's getting overtired and not sleeping right, and
rude.
She's not eating, and she's being really snippy with people, and she, you know, she needs to take a nap and sit quietly with a cup of tea watching some Matlock, and she would be back to her fine old self. But somebody was asking me last week, they're like, you know, does that actress... Okay, we know that she's fairly advanced in age. Mm-hmm. That's acknowledged. But does she have some kind of a speech impediment? Or has she had a stroke? And I said, you know, not that I know of, but who knows if maybe that's...
She had a stroke on the show.
Yeah. But it was years ago, right?
I mean,
and
10 years
and it wasn't like a storyline.
Yeah, it was a storyline. Okay. She was like incapacitated in a wheelchair.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
And then
you telling me.
Pretended to like not be able to do anything.
Yeah.
To test like how good Jill was gonna be to her.
Yeah.
Like if she was alone with Jill, like whether Jill
push
like
her
tipped, yeah, tipped the wheelchair.
God. How baby Jane.
Yeah, exactly. And so...
But I think I just took it as, okay, maybe they're going in that direction of, you know, she's under
earlier.
So much stress. Yeah, and that was when another really stressful time in Catherine's life, and she did start to have a series of mini strokes and, you know, little seizure-y type things.
That's a good point.
So I think maybe they're thinking about going that direction.
Yeah, that's a good point. Huh. Well,
so, who knows?
So Victor suggested to her that Victoria be the CEO.
Right.
And Catherine...
jumped on it.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I went to Victoria. Did Victoria ever say yes?
She said she'd think about it. She, you know, I've got so much going on, and I really have to think about it. And I was at home going, oh my God, you're just proving my point that you're the world's worst mother. You're going to take this job and totally ignore your brand new baby.
Yeah.
And it kind of didn't turn out that way.
No, she said no.
She said no. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, and I think that was the point, is they were trying to...
She's done something for Lucy.
...prove something to all of you who don't think she's a good mother.
Yeah, so she's turning it around, and I'm really glad.
Well, you know, 3 years down the line, she's gonna be running a company.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Lucy will be 13, and... Whatever.
Right, exactly. So, no biggie.
Who else? Jack. He desperately wants that CEO position.
Oh, God. I just want to shoot Jack.
So...
with his own cosmetics. I want to bury him in foundation. I just want him to go away. He's like a dog with a bone.
Okay, so I kind of had to start thinking back. Like, wait a minute. What were the reasons that Jack is no longer the CEO? So, I think Jack screwed up. It's either two or three times. It's like the first time around, he literally had a lot of bad decisions and the company went bankrupt.
Right.
And Victor bought it out. Okay, so he sucks.
Yeah, he has a proven track record of being a bad businessman.
And then, like, the second time around, I feel like he did something illegal.
Well, didn't he do something... Because even I kind of remember when he was... There's, like, a court order that says he's not allowed to be a CEO because he did insider trading or something when he was running for state senator.
It was right around the same time as the face cream incident.
Right, yeah. Maybe it had something to do with the face cream. So,
I don't really remember. But anyway, he's never, as far as I understand, he's never once shown, like prowess, you know, in that
position.
Well,
and he hasn't gone to another company and shown...
No.
Look what a great businessman. Or started his own. Yeah, I mean, he can't go to Catherine and say, you know, look, I have a proven track record. Look what I did with this company, and look how I turned that one around.
Yeah.
All he can say is, it's my father's company. It's our family legacy. And the rest of the family doesn't care.
No, even
Why
like...
Why does he? Even Ashley told him to back off.
Yeah, when they were in the waiting room, like, for Tucker and Abby's, you know, like, unconscious too, and Jack went, well, who's gonna be CEO now?
Mm-hmm.
And Ashley was like, whoa, I can't believe you're talking about this.
Yeah. I mean, constantly. That's the only thing he's talked about in the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's boring.
So boring. Anyway, so Catherine sort of was like, you know what? I'll put a lot of stars next to your name or something if I need somebody.
Right.
And that to him means that he's going to...
He's going to get it for sure.
Yeah.
Well, and one reason he's... you know, got this bee in his bonnet about it, is that Ashley came up with some kind of cosmetic miracle cream whip foundation something.
Because didn't you know she's a chemist?
Right. I did know that, and I think I want to see her being a chemist.
At
I want to see the lab coat. I want to see her with tubes and Bunsen burners and all that. I want that set. I want
to
see her doing it.
I don't know why they don't break that out every once in a while, because...
It
she
would
at least
add to
used
her
to wear a lab coat.
So much.
Yeah. Now you never see any of that. And there were things underneath it.
Oh, well. That's fine, too. And so she's come up with this wonder product that's going to revolutionize, you know, women's beauty.
Yeah.
And they want to keep that as proprietary information.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand why it would not stay with them anyway if someone else
fired.
Is running the company. Right, but it's still her intellectual property. Or does it belong to the company because she was working for them and wasn't smart enough to have a clause in her contract?
I think it's probably a company thing.
That's stupid of her.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, no, keep your own ideas.
Keep your own ideas.
Yeah.
Well, I think she thought she was in charge and she wasn't going to get arrested and fired, but, you know.
By her fiancé's mother. Okay,
and
fine.
So she's in jail,
mm-hmm.
and now she's kind of got a grudge going because it's like Catherine fired her,
mm-hmm.
and is stealing her idea, and it's all wrongful because Ashley loves Tucker
mm-hmm.
in some twisted, sick, disgusting way.
Whatever reason.
And...
she likes the poof.
So, yeah.
Well, and at some point, I can't remember what it was... there was some kind of incident where Abby suddenly remembered, hey, wait a minute, I was driving
gross.
The car.
I'm just going to say,
that?
She was
maybe
like,
that's why I blocked
a glowworm. It was gross to me. She was a glowworm, and it was like Deacon was serving her a drink and telling her about how she was an alcoholic or something, how she should get help. And she was like, serve me another drink
mm-hmm.
and give me some advice.
Yeah.
And Nick came up and just totally butt in. Get away from him, blah, 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 blah. And she turned around and was like, dude.
You haven't talked to me since I won you all that money in the lawsuit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it was like, all of a sudden, Abby had her O face
right. For
like a minute. And it was like, what's going on? And she had the memory of like her speeding straight into
mm-hmm.
Tucker.
Yeah.
And everybody else is like, whoa. Abby.
Okay, then. Have another drink, Abby.
Yeah, and she suddenly remembers, and she runs off, and then tells the DA.
Mm-hmm.
The DA doesn't believe her because he thinks she's just trying to...
Protect her mom.
And then she goes and she tells her mom, you know, I remember... But nobody really believes her. Ashley knows the truth, but nobody else really seems to believe her. So... Abby has not been arrested or anything like that. So that's kind of where they left it with Abby.
Right.
Should we talk about Nikki?
Let's talk about Nikki. So speaking of people who are drunk. Yeah. Nikki, I just love her drunk.
I do too.
She's awesome when she's drunk.
I do.
I think it's funny when she went to the AA meeting drunk.
Oh, man.
That made was a just spectacle. Like, oh, dude, not cool. That's got to be, like, way on the list of things that everyone should know better. I mean, come on.
I have been to a handful of meetings, not for myself.
Right.
For me.
But, and I was trying to think in that scenario, like, what would have happened, or...
Well, I can't imagine that the person who runs the meeting wouldn't hustle the person out. And somebody did stand up and say, you can't speak unless you're sober.
But then they just then let they her go up to the podium. Her.
Yeah, it was just like, and why are you hustling her out of there?
The people all in the meeting look like the most upstanding alcoholics I've ever seen in my whole life.
Yeah,
like,
it's a good-looking
group.
Those
are some functional people.
Well, Nikki doesn't go to the, you know... Not so functional meeting.
That's
Come on.
Probably true.
She wants to be with her own kind, so.
Well, they just saw.
They're at her best worst.
And so then Deacon was there.
Mm-hmm,
and
of course.
That was half of her rant about him. So he actually went over to the ranch and told Victor, he said, you've got to do something. You're the only one who can help.
You can get through to her.
Victor slammed the door in his face.
Yeah.
And I just thought, there's another piece of Deacon where we know he's good, you know, and he's done
and
some...
And he's trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little anti-hero there.
Yeah.
So, Victor thinks about it and realizes she needs help, and then finds her in a park.
Yeah, in the park with her bag o' drink. It was awesome. I think at one point she even lost her bottle because she was so wasted. Yes.
And, well, and then... You know, he was like, you know, I really want to get you help and blah, blah, and she agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And so they decide that they need to go tell Victoria and Billy and Nick and all them. But they tell them at, like, a happy family party.
Well, it was the welcome home party
for Lucy.
For Lucy.
And everybody's like, oh, you came! We're so glad! Wait a minute, why are you so wasted?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mom, a shower would be a good idea right about
she
now.
She just looked like... She'd spent 3 days drinking in that same dress, so...
Yeah.
And so she's gone, and, you know, and I read in my soap opera digest...
Oh, yeah?
...that her contract is iffy right now.
Really?
And that's probably the reason why.
But, you know, she has it every year that she goes somewhere. Her character goes to the spa, or they go to...
Yeah.
We've been in this position before. I'd be surprised if they
last year
cut her off.
It was that she was going to be on some new show, and then at the very last minute, she ducked out of that show and stayed with YNR.
Yeah. And didn't that new show not ever happen?
I don't know, actually.
I think maybe it did, so.
But for this one, it sounded like it's still in negotiations.
No, they say that, but.
It might just be a while before she comes back because
of that. So
it's her
grace period while she's out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's fine. Go be in rehab.
I mean, she's had a pretty good year show.
Oh, yeah, she has. You know, and
they can't lose her.
I don't think so.
Because they kind of set it up for, like, her to come back clean and her and Victor to do their thing again.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely where it was looking like it was going to go.
But in the meantime, if she's gone, I wonder if Victor will somehow find a new lady or... He can't be without a woman for very long.
I hope he does. I'm not sure who I want it to be. It damn well better not be Phyllis.
Ooh, I don't think so.
I don't think so, but I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. I'm not okay with that.
Yeah.
That would be... Gloria.
I would love that, but I don't think it'll ever happen.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
She's too old for him. He's too, you know... he likes him young.
Yeah, that's true.
So... Ugh.
Where do we go from here?
Well, let's talk about...
Should we say Lucy?
Let's do Adam and Sharon.
All right.
That wraps up fairly easily. So Sharon's still living on the farm and having a lovely time. And the last time we saw her, she was at the Bring Your Lamb to a Festival.
Yeah.
Where, I'm sure to the surprise of no one, Fanny won a prize. Everyone was all excited.
You know, there were so many times.
You have that look on your face like, I've been thinking about this a lot, and I have things to say, but they're not necessarily very nice.
No, it's more like, I don't know how many times in the last couple weeks, like, they made these, like, overt comparisons between Sharon and, like, a dog, or Sharon and the lost sheep, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, she was called, like, the prodigal at one point. I was like, what?
No. Like, dude, it was like, every time, you know, it was like, they found, like a dog on the side of the road, right? Mm-hmm. And Sam, Dr. Studley, brought it home. And it was like, I don't know where this little guy's been, but we'll find his family.
Right, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And then everybody's like, he's lost his way. And then, like,
and
Sharon.
And then they all look at Sharon.
Yeah. He just wishes he could go home.
And then they all look at Sharon.
And he just needs a bath. It was like, God, how degrading.
Yeah, yeah.
Over and over and over.
Yeah.
How
they
many
just changed
times?
The animal.
Yes, they literally did just
well,
change the animal.
And they just had the horse died, so maybe Sharon is her future is suspect.
Oh no.
But yeah. At least she finally got up enough gumption. Well, okay, let me backtrack first. She went to the festival.
She saw
Adam.
That was the Memorial Day festival,
right.
Yeah. And yeah, and Adam was there simply because he and Nick had teamed up,
mm-hmm.
and they were going to do some forensic investigation.
Right.
Can't get that one out with a straight face.
No, because it's ridiculous.
And Diane showed up.
Yeah, that was weird. It was just like, what the hell?
It was weird for the guys, too. They were like, what? Why
this
are
is
you
our
here?
Guys' weekend. Why are you here?
So, they didn't really find anything, shocker.
Mm-hmm.
Nick decides he's going to go back home.
Yeah, because he's useless.
Yeah, and Diane stays with Adam, and he's like, you know, I appreciate it, but you're not really a part of this, so you need to go home, too.
Right.
And so Adam stays, and he's just kind of like, somebody's like, maybe you should go blow off some steam at the Memorial Day carnival.
Right, yeah, and he's got nothing better to do, so.
Yeah, so he goes to the carnival, and so Sharon, as they're packing up, sees him.
Mm-hmm. And has all these fantasy.
I think that was like the next day.
Was it?
Things like what could
what
have
would
happened?
Happen if yeah.
Either they were like lovingly reunited, or mm-hmm. then he was immediately arrested because he abated a criminal,
right.
and all these things that you know all that weren't great because mm-hmm. she caused
because
them.
She had stepped forward and said, "Adam,
she was
I
a
am.
Bad dog."
Yeah, he was a bad dog. No biscuit.
So,
but while he was there, he ran into the guy who had carjacked Sharon.
Yeah.
and apparently,
who suddenly has a heart or something, like, because he's looking for his wife.
Yeah, he's looking for his wife, the other carjacker, who had gotten into Sharon's rental and crashed it and burned up and, you know, so that's why everyone thinks Sharon's dead. But no, it's actually this guy's wife, and it doesn't occur to him that, oh, maybe that was my wife. And
I don't understand. Like, how did they get separated?
They had two cars.
Oh.
So he had his car that
but
they originally...
But he was there. He knows that Sharon didn't have her car back.
Right. He's dumb. I don't know.
Oh, man.
He's a dumb carjacker.
This guy needs to put the pieces together. His wife is burned and done. Like, goodbye.
Yeah, well, maybe he doesn't want to see.
Oh, he's in denial.
He's in denial. Yeah.
Well, anyway, he's going around showing her picture to everybody, trying to figure out what happened.
Right.
And he kind of poses this thought to Adam that's like, hey, you know, maybe your wife wasn't in the car.
Right, yeah.
Because my wife disappeared the same night.
Same day, yeah.
And it's not like Adam believes it because he saw the engagement ring on
mm-hmm.
the corpse and blah, blah, blah. But
and this guy didn't happen to mention, oh, by the way, we had robbed a woman and taken all of her possessions. And
yeah. But so I think the guy is putting it together.
Mm-hmm.
Because sooner then he even shows up at the farmhouse.
Mm-hmm.
They should finally show her in the farmhouse.
Yeah, she finally gets enough, you know, gumption up to go up to the farmhouse to have dinner with Dr. Studley.
Yeah.
And the carjacker guy shows up and says,
showing the picture.
Showing his picture. And she's hiding behind her hair.
Like the plate. She just holds up the placemat in front of her face.
No one here. Don't look at me. and that's also where he dropped the ball because if he had actually questioned her,
yeah,
he would have seen, oh, wait, you're the lady we carjacked, and then he might have been able to figure out,
yeah,
hey, wait a minute, if you're alive, then that means that my beloved is not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you think of Dr. Studley's dog?
It was huge!
It's a bloodhound. That's how big they are.
I know.
It was so cute!
Yeah, it was really cute.
And, you know, I've heard that they're really high maintenance and...
Oh, really?
...slobber machines. Yeah. But I don't care. I still kind of want one.
Yeah.
Because they're so cute.
It was a cool dog.
Yeah.
It looked like it was going to take her down, though.
Oh, it could eat her in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where... Wouldn't you know, normally that dog doesn't love anybody, right.
But it loved Sharon right off the bat, and was instrumental in getting Carjacker Guy to go.
Yeah.
Because before he could come in and really see Sharon, so...
Yeah.
Stupid dog. Gotta wrap this whole storyline up.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
That's kind of it.
Other than Noah, like, they just showed one scene where, like, Noah's at the coffee house and they're like, oh, hey, by the way, there's some more of Sharon's
belongings. Things we found.
Yeah. And it was, like, a little been, like, coin
thrown
purse.
From the car. How come those things were not burned up in the wreck? But okay,
yeah. It was, like, a little change purse or something. And then it had...
It looked like it had been bought at, you know, the truck stop. In New Mexico,
yeah,
and had kind of that
yeah
touristy faux Native American kind of feel to it, and I'm like,
yeah,
okay, Noah's looking at it and getting all choked up because this used to belong to my mom, and I was like, no way, never in a million years, how can you not recognize that that is nothing that Sharon would ever own?
But I think he just assumed, you know, because they said, like, this was with your mom or whatever, yeah. Like, it was hers. But then he gets all butthurt because it's, like, a bunch of change and then a gas station receipt.
Right, yeah.
And then who put it together that the gas station receipt was a weird time? Was that Adam?
It was Adam. That Noah gave it to Adam to say, you know, here... I don't really need this. I've made my peace.
Yeah.
You might get closure from it or whatever. And
yeah.
Adam looks at the receipt and says, well, now, wait a minute.
This was like 2 days before she even got there.
Yeah. She was still in prison when someone bought this gas.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, you could still stretch it so that it was hers. You know, she bought it used from the little kid on the side of the road. And
it's not hers. Yeah. They thought it was hers.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's just trash.
But he has his clue now.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah. That's kind of it for that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming it's a cash receipt and not like a debit card receipt, because then he could run the debit card.
You never know.
You never know. They didn't say.
Yeah.
But
if
I was Paul the detective, that's what I would follow up on. So, yeah. Okay.
What about Diane, then?
So, Adam kicks Diane off the case and says, you know, you really don't have any place here. You should go back. And so she goes back with Nick in the jet.
No.
Not on the jet. They're on the plane together.
It was like
they're
a commercial flight.
Yeah, it was
but
a regular plane.
But she figured
plane.
Out where, what plane and what seat Nick
number,
was going to be on. And,
yeah.
Yeah. And sat right next to him.
Mm-hmm. And then there was turbulence and Nick's a bad flyer, apparently, because he was grabbing onto her like the
Hello,
plane
he's
was
a
going
bad
down.
Flyer. Remember his plane crashed like 3 years ago or whatever?
Oh, right.
Hell yeah, he's
okay,
a bad
all
flyer.
Right. I lost my memory about that. All right. You'd think the flying commercial would be a little less stressful for him.
The funny
but...
thing is that... Actually, that probably was right around the same time as Lost had just started. I think I would have enjoyed it more back then, though.
Yeah.
Because it was like, he'd crashed into the forest,
mm-hmm.
and nobody else was around, and all
right.
of a sudden, like, I remember the doctor came out, kind of like a, like an other, you
yeah.
know? Like, and she was like, you can't leave, I'll treat you here, you
mm-hmm.
know, wouldn't let
right.
him go, and yeah, I think I would
have... Whatever happened to that doctor? She just...
I've seen her on, like, a lot of commercials.
Yeah.
So...
Well, unfortunate. Okay.
She's living the dream. I
guess.
Know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Anyway, so he's a bad flyer.
Yeah. So they're bad flying together and drinking and bantering.
Yeah.
With their witty repartee.
Well, I mean, come on. Neither of them are, you know, the sharpest tool in the shed, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Between the two of them.
It's an intellectual match.
It is. It is. And so she goes back to her room, and 5 seconds later, he's there. Saying, I don't like you. Do me. So they do it.
But then Adam walks in.
And then Adam walks in and then gently walks back out.
It was sick. Exactly like when Diane walked in on Nikki mm-hmm. and Victor, because yeah. Adam, like, walks in. Like, you have to hear the click of a motel door.
Not over the heaving and panting and whatnot. I guess.
But yeah, Nick just was like, oh, they're having sex in my bed. Yeah. I'll come back in about 15 minutes. Yes, like, right. I'll go have a drink. Right. It was like, I don't know, I thought that was weird.
Well, he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care, but I just thought it was like...
Well, what did you expect him to do?
I thought it was weird for Diane to sleep with Nick.
Oh, she doesn't care who she sleeps with.
In Adam's space. It was weird.
No, I think that she just doesn't care. She, yeah. You know, if he had come in and, you know, sat down and poured himself a beer...
Thought it was very she bad form.
Well, I just don't think that she has any sense of decorum anyway.
Yeah, you're you right. Know, you're
she's
right.
So desperate for... anything. Money. Yeah, yeah, but, you know, those are small concerns for
but
her.
But they're not like a couple.
No, they're just F buddies.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think works out for both of them.
Yeah, I think
point.
That's just fine, you know, until something better comes along for either of them.
Yeah.
Whatever. I would kind of like to see, and I know this will never happen, Nick have some kind of a religious conversion and go celibate and be a monk yeah. for like 6 months.
Right.
That would be awesome.
Remember it was like he had just like broken up with Phyllis and was like, I don't know, not with Sharon. Mm-hmm. He couldn't even go like a half an hour. He was making out with Cricket
everybody.
In a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why it would be so great.
So anyway.
Okay.
What All else? Right.
Should we talk about, Billy and yeah. Victoria? It's kind of hard to remember where to start with them.
Well, Phyllis had been all annoyed, Phyllis-y. Like, and she had just written her blog post, like, trying to lure
right.
Daisy back.
Yes, that's right.
So that Daisy could, reinstate her
parental rights.
Which, I just don't get this, because Daisy, like, held Lauren and Jana in a cage... For, like, 6 weeks.
A long time.
Tortured them.
Yeah. Physically and emotionally.
Was a part of several other illegal
nefarious
activities.
Yeah, yeah.
She should be in jail for a long time, right?
You'd think, yeah.
Prison.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't see how this is gonna...
Well, I think Phyllis saw it as she would come back and...
Is it just a way to delay?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a delay tactic and then give Daniel a chance to find out that he really is a loving dad and blah, 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 and couldn't bear to give up the child. Or that if Daniel gave up his parental rights and Daisy didn't, then Lucy would be named...
Daisy's?
No. Phyllis's ward.
Oh.
That she would have guardianship.
Okay.
Which I don't think would actually ever happen, because that's ridiculous, but...
Any judge in their right mind would just leave things, but...
Yeah.
Because basically, Daniel went to court, mm-hmm. and basically, like, Daisy didn't show up.
Right.
So he got full custody.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately, they already had the paperwork drawn
yeah.
up, Rafe was there, everybody's there, mm-hmm. and he said, okay, now that I have full custody,
I
want to have Lucy adopted by
right.
Billy and Victoria.
Yeah. And the judge, to her credit, said, whoa.
Yeah.
What? You just got full custody of this child, and now you want to give it away? And then they had a couple of scenes of, you know, touching testimony about why this is a good idea.
Yeah.
And I think Kevin coming in...
Yeah.
...saying, you know, I was against this adoption, I was not on board, but then these other things happened, and now I totally am. I think that kind of
yeah.
swayed
yeah.
the judge to grant the adoption.
And it just seemed like everything was wrapped up in this happy package, and
yep.
Lucy was where she should be,
Yay.
And they all wanted to have a big party. And then Daisy showed back up into town,
mm-hmm.
And
it's crazy. It's not like she's there
no.
to be a good mother or
no.
to be a redeemed character. She's just nuts and possessive,
yeah.
and it's my baby, and...
And yeah,
know.
And so Phil's brought her... Well, first...
She and Phyllis had to have a conversation.
Several conversations, yeah. And then Daisy agreed that she would turn herself in, but
mm-hmm.
not unless they went to the courthouse first.
Right, to get her rights reinstated.
Yeah, and so...
Which I can't imagine is an easy thing to do.
You're, like, a fugitive.
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah, like, let's give you some... I don't
yes.
know.
But you're still a mother. It's your child that you had in the back of a truck and then immediately abandoned. But it's your child. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I can't
imagine any judge in their right mind would say, oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
You know, we all know you're going to prison in about 30 seconds, but here, bring your baby with you.
Yeah.
You know, go to prison daycare. No.
No. Weird.
Yeah.
Anyway. So.
So everyone's got their, you know, surprised face on when Daisy shows up, but the adoption's already been done.
Mm-hmm.
The judge is gone, so they can't turn it around.
Yeah.
And Daisy gets arrested. Yeah.
Did she?
Didn't she?
I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
Did she?
I think so. She's turning herself. I can't remember.
I was
exactly.
like watching so
care.
Much at work.
Yeah. And I just didn't care. I'm just like, you know, this storyline.
Here's a moment for you. I'm like in my office, and I was like, I was honestly working, but I had you know, my laptop up,
okay,
you know,
sure.
It was going. And the assistant principal knocked on my door and said, "Hey, can I use your phone really fast?" And then like,
slam.
Then she's like, "Look," it's like before I even got a chance. You know how small my office is.
It's a closet.
Yeah, and she like kind of looked like, "What are you doing?" And then I just like muted it, left it up playing. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
like
nothing.
You
want
to say I'm not working because I'm working.
Yeah,
everybody knows how hard I work.
Right.
And
well,
so...
and, you know, who doesn't work with some kind of noise in the background? Radio.
Yeah.
iPod.
Right? Yeah.
TV show. Who cares?
Maybe if I was, like, one of the lazy teachers, that would be one thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm,
no, you're Uber teacher.
Anyway, but I just thought it was kind of amusing because there I am, like, yep, go ahead, use my phone. I'm just watching a little YNR.
Yeah.
No biggie.
While I'm working.
Yeah.
But not watching well enough to know whether or not Daisy got arrested.
Well, I got
her
interrupted.
Her status is questionable, but I think if she hasn't been, she's going to be quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want her to be Ashley's cellmate. Just because that will be fun.
Oh, of course.
And, okay.
How about Abby's cellmate? Because
better yet.
Yeah.
Because they used to be friends.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
I forgot. Oh, that'll be fun. Okay.
There was a moment, too, though, where, I mean, you gotta give it to Michelle Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
In that, like, Daniel and her, they were alone in the courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, at the end.
Yeah.
And Daniel was like, dude, like, why are you doing this? Like, this is not what I want. And
she had her daytime Emmy Award moment.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, there's your clip for next year. Awesome.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
And it was like, I'm doing this for you.
Yeah. Well, she literally blew his hair back. It was
just
like, whoa, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was good. I appreciated the acting at that point. And Daniel was perfect, too, because he just stood there.
Yeah.
He didn't move. He didn't do anything. It was like, okay, I'm just being yelled at. That's all I have to do.
And we know that, like, in melodramas, like, the issue of motherhood is such a complex idea.
Oh, yeah.
And moms are crazy and...
protective and...
Yeah, and sometimes...
Overboard.
Yeah, exactly. So, so it's like you almost... Because I was kind of getting the sense up to that point that, like, Phyllis is just going back to being sort of, like, an evil...
Right.
The character you love to hate kind of
right.
person.
Right, yeah.
But this
gave
of,
her a good motivation for why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still not on board with
no.
it.
No.
I don't agree with it, but the acting was very good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll give her credit where it's due.
Mm-hmm.
So, huzzah.
So then Kane?
Then they went back to, everyone went back to Billy's house.
Oh, yeah.
And they were having their party, and that's when Vicky shows up and says, oh, by the way, I'm going to rehab. And they all oh. Huh.
Happy day.
Great. And Reed is back in town.
Yeah.
And Victoria's being seen being a good mother to Reed for
a
change. So that's kind of nice, too. He's a cute kid. I love seeing Eric Braeden working with the kids.
Yeah.
Because he's like the perfect grandpa guy, and he's really good with the little kids.
Okay, I've been looking at his hair.
Okay.
I don't think it's a toupee.
See, that's the thing. I think I have changed my mind. It was like I was looking at it again, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess it's not a toupee.
I think
but
he
I
looks
think
a
that
little
they,
thinner.
Yeah, I think that they adjusted his hairstyle to prove that it's not a toupee. Just for me. I'm sure of it. It was like... Okay.
Damn it, the viewers think it's a toupee. We've got
to
make it
up. We have
to
do something, yeah. Because it's definitely not as perfect as it was. And it might be plugs. Okay, fine.
And I'm sorry. I really like Victoria's hair.
It's awful.
I know.
Wrong.
Why does everybody think that. I mean, because I know it's wrong. Big and crazy and
It doesn't need to be like that all the time. I get it for the character. Sometimes she's going to be frazzled and you'll have frazzled hair.
Yeah.
That's fine. But to have her hair like that all the time
doesn't work. She used to have a lot of really sleek hairdos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every once in a while we'll be up in like a business lady bun.
Yeah.
Or at least combed. That's the thing. It's like it's too many days where it's just like sticking out in every direction. I'm like, no, she would.
Maybe
she
it's because I have such fine hair that I just want like big poofy. Like,
well, if it's big and poofy hair. Deliberately, great. I think that's fine. But this just looks messy. It looks unkempt, and I don't like it.
I think somebody on the blog, maybe, or on Facebook, on our Facebook.
Yeah,
page.
We've had some good Facebook comment running on this.
Maybe it was Bridget who said that if the actress who plays Victoria ever gets pregnant again, they won't need a handbag. They'll just cover it with
her
hair.
They'll just use her hair. Yeah, exactly. She needs to stand in front of
Heather. Hey, that was a good one.
Yeah,
right?
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, it's awful, and they need to do something to tame it. Just a little bit. Just so that
it
looks like
it's...
Yeah, it's okay. Just... It's not right, you know. So... And I can say that as someone who has unruly hair... On a good day. Like, at least I try. You know, I have product that I use. It doesn't always work, but at least I'm showing effort. She just shows no effort at all.
Yeah. That's what I like. I don't know.
No.
Whatever.
That's not right. No.
So where are we going?
Okay, now let's go to... Oh, let's do Sophia really quick. No, wait. That fits in with the Kane stuff.
Yeah, okay. Dude, this confused me so much until probably like Friday... Where it was like they were breaking the news to all the characters who didn't know, and it was
and
like basically
you.
And me. Yeah, it was like I'm not kidding. Like I rewatched a couple scenes where I was like, what is going on here? Like what did I not understand?
I don't understand.
I thought
why
they
you
were
didn't
triplets
understand.
One day. I was like, oh my god, there's three of them. No. What are we talking about?
You have got to get more sleep.
Okay, so basically.
When we left last time, we thought that the
Caleb
apparition,
was Kane's evil twin.
Right. And had been appearing to Lily, but was a real person.
Yeah.
And was Kane's evil twin. And now we know that that person is working both with Colin.
Uh-huh.
Who wants to get the babies and go back to Australia and raise, you know, take two of his family. But it's actually not Caleb, the evil twin. It's actually Kane acting as Kalen.
Yeah.
And Kane is working with his mother, Genevieve, who hates Colin with a white-hot passion.
Because Colin is the reason Samantha, their sister, had gotten killed.
Had gotten killed by Caleb in one of his fits of rage, of which he was prone.
Yeah.
All right. And that made her go off the deep end a little bit.
A little bit.
And she's been holding on to this for,
well, the
a couple of years.
They showed her, like, in these black and white scenes, you know, flashbacks or whatever, of, like, her just sort of, like, staring. Because Samantha was dead.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's me. That would be me absolutely for weeks.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it was a bit realistic. Mrs. Havisham.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like,
because Colin was trying to talk to her, and it was like Kane was trying to talk to her. And even Kane, I think, wasn't
even
he saying,
Kane and Caleb were fighting in front of her about
and
her.
She was just like stone, like out, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, clear it up for me.
Okay.
So Caleb, like, before everybody thought Kane died,
yeah,
Caleb came into town, and then
drugged Kane, right?
And
tied him
up. Because
way long time ago, remember, Kane had gone into some kind of outbuilding and said, oh, it's you, but we never saw who the you was.
And we just assumed it was his dad.
Right. And it wasn't, it was Caleb, who then drugged him. And left him for dead or something.
Tied him up and basically was going to go take over his spot.
Right, and take on his persona as Kane. But Genevieve found Kane.
Tied up,
left for dead. And rescued him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And In the meantime, Caleb
went to the church and got blown away by Blake.
And he never got to say anything.
Right.
And so that's kind of where it was like, oh, okay, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah. It's a stretch.
It's a stretch. You're okay. Right. Yeah. But here's where I was confused, because I feel like there were some scenes with Kane, real Kane, mm-hmm. and Genevieve this week, where it was like, as if he was brainwashed and he was coming out of it, and I was like,
no, I think
that's why
dumb.
I was confused, because I was, all of a sudden he was like, suddenly caring about what happened to Lily, whereas it never seemed like we'd seen scenes before where he cared, like when he was pretending that he was Caleb.
Yeah.
I just missed something.
No, when he was, yeah, that was kind of unclear, because when he was acting like Caleb...
Like, why would he be willingly want to torment his wife?
He was doing that for Colin.
I get
as
it.
The persona of, but yeah. And I
it's
think
evil.
That that's, yeah, it is evil, and it's not right, but I think that he thought also, you know, all the things that he said to her...
Yeah.
When he was being Ghost Kane...
Yeah.
He really meant it. You know, he really did love her. He really did want to be with her. He really did know that that was the only way right now that they could do it. And I think if you look, if it was possible to go back that long and rewatch their scenes together, I'll bet you the wording is pretty vague.
Yeah.
You know, that he doesn't say anything about, I want to be in heaven with you. I want eternity.
Oh, no.
We'll be together soon. Okay, well...
Yeah.
In Kane's mind, he's thinking, okay, we're going to get you and the babies out of here soon enough.
Yeah, sure.
So, okay. I think that's why.
Okay.
But yeah, all this double agent who's the, which Kane are you now?
Oh my God.
Kane
seriously.
Caleb business. It was a little too complicated.
It was too complicated for me. I mean, and granted, like, most of the time, like 90% of the time I watch the show, I am not just watching the show.
Right, yeah.
I'm multitasking.
Right, sure. But it got to be a bit much, and there were some parts where when the reveal came that Caleb was actually Kane, that did surprise me.
Yeah.
I did not expect that, so, you know, points for that, but...
So Kane is back, and...
Yeah, Kane whatever. Is back, and he's in super protective guy mode.
Yeah.
Lily had just gone to...
She checked herself in.
The psych ward.
Yeah.
And was making great progress. Because suddenly she wasn't seeing Kane anymore. Well,
yeah. Hmm, big, interesting.
Big surprise there.
But then in the meantime, like, Neil was taking care of the babies, and then Colin just, like, convinced Jill, you know, oh, that's a lot to, why don't we take care of the babies?
Yeah, we have better resources at the mansion. And
Jill's just, like, fawning over him, like, oh, I can't believe you want to do this.
Yes, you're such a great grandpa, and they're not even your kids. And he's like, yeah. Not my kids. Yeah.
Wink, Jill, wink, wink.
Yeah, Jill this last week has just...
She's in love.
She's in love.
Blind.
God bless her. She's just...
Yeah.
You know. And I can't decide if I think it's sweet or if it's just nauseating. I kind of go back and forth.
I feel bad because just when Jill finally... Yeah, I like Jill in this weird, twisted way.
Yeah, well, I think that's it, is that I'm finally kind of liking Jill and it's weird for me. I'm not used to it. It feels strange
feels
and different.
But, I mean, because I think Jill is actually a really vulnerable character.
Oh, yeah.
And
she gets beat up
emotionally
a
over
lot.
Over and over. It's just like another thing for her to get... Anyway, so they have the babies or whatever, and Colin is, like, basically plotting with his, you know, Caleb
Escape.
Kane, whatever, that he's going to steal the babies.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, Jill has this great idea on her own that, like, as a present, she has booked this, like, 3-week cruise in Australia, and she's so excited.
Yeah.
And when she breaks it to him... He's
underwhelmed.
Yeah.
That was really sad for Jill.
It was.
I felt bad for Jill because she was like, oh, really? Now?
Oh my God.
Now's not a good time for
Story
me.
Story of my life, because I can never buy...
Really?
Yes.
Really?
I can never buy Thor a good birthday, Valentine's, Christmas present, anything. Like, and I have learned now after several years that... No matter how much work and effort and, like, you know, I've got secrets I've gone into it, like...
Yeah.
He's always like, oh, yeah, this is okay.
Oh my god.
He's like the pickiest person when it comes to presents. He'd be getting
gift cards from me from now on.
I swear, like, that scene, I was like, oh, I've been there. I've been there. I don't, it's going to be like that forever. Just ignore it. Well,
and
see,
that's my fear. I'm pretty sure that I'm like that, and so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so Jill just did not get the response that she wanted, and, you know, really tried to cover up her monumental disappointment.
Yeah.
Which was even more sad.
Oh, it totally was.
And then Colin's kind of trying to make, oh, well, I'm sorry. And we're just like, no, you're not.
He was just like, it's mean. Bad timing. And then, I don't even remember, but whatever. Mm-hmm. He kind of made her feel sort of better, sort of. But not nearly enough. Because all he does is talk about how badly he wants to go back to Australia.
Right, yeah. And so maybe she sets up this dream trip for him, and then he's like, oh, yeah.
Don't you think, though, if you were, like, really planning on stealing the children and going back to Australia, you might not be like, I'm gonna be heading back to Australia any day.
Right, yeah.
As soon as I can get there.
Yeah.
Australia is the place I'm going.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's not, he's not subtle.
You might want to say, like, I don't know, Russia. Like, somewhere else.
Yeah.
Anyway. So.
Well, so he gets...
He's watching the babies.
He's watching the babies. I can't... It was kind of convoluted why he had the babies, but okay, whatever.
And then a lot of people were visiting Lily and in the... Oh, and they went back to her house to pick up some of her belongings.
Right.
And they found the note.
Finally found the note.
That had fallen behind, like, the phone dresser.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The bureau.
And that Kane had written...
The day he got... Caleb got...
That we thought he got killed. Right,
the day we thought he got killed, yeah. And it was the letter that he wrote to her because he was leaving her.
Yes.
And because it wasn't safe for him to be around her anymore. And so he let her know, oh, by the way.
Yeah.
I have an evil twin brother named Caleb, and my dad is Colin, and they're the Australians who were...
And this is why my sister died.
Right, bugging me for cattle wrestling and all that.
And so immediately, like, Neil and... Everyone, and then they give the note to Lily, and then they're, like, trying to track down the babies, because they realize babies are in danger.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Daniel is tagging along, and I'm kind of wondering about the whole Daniel angle, because I told you! I know you did, then I'm saying I think you're right.
I have to be excited for the one thing that I might possibly have forecasted.
Yeah, no, they definitely bumped that up because the vibe between them was much more couple-y.
Yes. Yeah.
And I can see now Lily saying to Kane, are you kidding me?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, serious mind games.
No.
Serious mind
You're
games.
You're gone. I am not having anything else to do with you. Oh, look, here's Daniel. Who supported me and was honest with me and told me his secrets.
Yeah.
All the way along.
Yeah.
And instead you made me think I was going crazy.
And I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
I just really feel that way.
Yeah, no, you called it. That was good.
After the babies get blown up.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
So, okay.
Okay, wait. Before we even talk about that part of it. They're in a van.
Who?
The babies.
Okay, yeah.
And they're not in car seats of any kind.
Oh my god, you're so right!
They put the whole double stroller in the van. Now, if the van had, like, you know, was tricked out for twins and had, like, safety belts and clicky things and were secure, I would be fine with it. I'm pretty sure they weren't.
No, it was like an airport van.
Yeah, it was like, you know, somebody borrowed a van from their dad.
Yeah.
And then put the whole stroller in there, and it was just, I just was so horrified.
It's fun. It rolls back and forth when you break.
Oh God! Oh God! Yeah, no. And almost as bad, but nearly as offensive, was the hat that Charlie was wearing. What the hell was he doing wearing that little hipster hat?
I don't even remember.
He looked like something out of the Pearl District here in Portland. He had this little tiny fedora on, and it was like, oh my God,
fedora.
No, you don't make babies wear hats like that. That's dumb. And luckily, Maddie was asleep the whole time, so I can't criticize her at all.
She missed all the action.
Yeah, God bless her. She sleeps 18 hours a day, and that's just fine.
Well, so Colin took the babies on a jet, or... No,
well, he wanted
he
to.
He was going to.
He was going to the secret airstrip where he gets all of his nefarious supplies from wherever, you know, this imported kangaroo hide smuggling business. And so he was meeting Kane there.
How did Jill figure out?
Kane, or Jill followed Colin.
Oh, that's right.
She was tracking him.
Yeah.
And he's a
because
little clueless.
Because he said he had business to do.
Yeah, and she was like, well, I want to be part of business.
Yeah.
And she was pissed because he didn't appreciate her gift. Yeah, so she followed him.
Yeah.
And then stumbles out of the dark and, Colin, what are you doing here? Oh, what an airstrip. And he's just like, you've got to get out of here. What the hell?
Yeah.
And there was kind of a little moment where he was nice and seemed genuinely concerned about her. And I thought, huh.
Yeah.
Okay, kernel of humanity. All right, fine.
I think because he really does...
I think he kind of did have nice feelings for her. I don't think he loves her, but I think he isn't totally using her to get to the babies.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think she is an innocent bystander in what happens.
Yeah.
So
at that point, while she's kind of deciding, okay, fine, I'll meet you back at the house.
Yeah.
Kane stumbles out. She sees him and faints.
Yes.
Good faint, by the way.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, faint was awesome. Very, very realistic. But then she comes to kind of right away and sees him again and they pass him off as Caleb at that point? Or had he been...
Didn't he tell her the truth right then?
No, because Colin left and then he said, oh, by the way, I'm Kane and...
Oh, yeah.
And we've got to protect the babies.
Yeah.
Because Colin heard the music. That's right. And I tried to place the music, and I couldn't, but I want it to be, like, one of those jazz people from, you know, World War II, or someone we should have known who it was.
Yeah.
So if you know who that music was, I'm talking to you, Rachel.
Yeah.
Let us know what it was, because it was almost recognizable, but I'm just not a music person, so I didn't quite get it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Colin recognized it. As, you know, Genevieve's theme music. And dashed off to the big house to confront her.
Yeah, so they could be, like, face to face.
Yeah, and she had been going pretty nuts because she had Samantha's ashes in the world's biggest
urn. She made, like, a shrine.
Yeah, and the cutout picture thing on the floor... That was weird. Awesome and weird. It was like, oh my god, she's really nuts.
Yeah,
because it was nutty. Like one of those crime scene white tape outlines of the body.
Yeah,
but she had filled it in with pictures of Samantha.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was weird. It was cool though. I want to find a reason. I want to, you know, host a murder and do that.
Host a murder.
Yeah, just because it's visually was pretty cool. So, while this is going on, Sophia is back at at the psych ward because she suddenly was having...
Abdominal cramping.
Yeah, she was cramping, which is totally normal when you have a baby, and it's totally normal when you're a first-time mother to freak out about it.
Yeah.
Do
we know she's a first-time mother? Do we?
Ooh! No, we don't. We don't know that. We assume, because she's freaking out because she's having totally normal cramping.
Yeah.
But the doctor checked her out and said, you know, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh,
but then it got worse. It was getting worse.
Yeah.
And that's when Blowhard starts calling her his woman.
Yeah.
And is calling for the ambulance to take care of his woman. He said that twice in one episode, and I was like, God, really?
Yeah, he was like, be quiet, woman, I'm calling the ambulance.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
All right. I do respect a guy who could take charge at a stressful moment.
Sure, right, but...
Maybe not in a completely derogatory way, but whatever.
I don't know. It just...
Anyway.
I didn't like it. So she's been having pains, and that was kind of it.
So tell me in your crystal ball... Is it going to be like one of those things where they go to the doctor and they're like, oh no, actually, we need...
You're having identical evil twins.
No. They're rejecting your body.
Right.
No, like they need the father...
The father's bone marrow to save the child. Yeah, oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, that's where they... It's going to be some kind of medical situation that the baby's life is threatened if they don't do something having to do with the dad.
Yeah.
And so she's going to have to step up and say, well, bachelor number one or bachelor number two.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I kind of figured. All right. And then, who was smoking the cigarette? I don't remember that.
The bad goon.
Yeah,
he was an unnamed goon who was fighting with Kane.
And his cigarette got dropped below the van.
Yeah, kind of off in the brush.
Yeah, while Kane was trying to save the babies.
Right, yeah.
And then,
which you can't do because they're in the baby stroller that's too big to get out of the van in one big swoop. So, again.
Just poor choice.
Yes.
And so, he and the goon are, like, fighting, and gas was, like, spilling.
Well, somebody had a gun, and the gun went off, and that's how the gas tank got punctured. So the gas is seeping toward the lit cigarette. So, really, the message is, don't smoke. That's what I got from it.
Yeah.
Smoking's bad.
Smoking's bad.
Because you'll blow up babies who are innocently wearing fedoras.
So, I mean,
in the van.
The car's gonna blow up.
Yeah. And Kane with it, and the goon with it.
You think?
I don't think that they're gonna die.
Oh, okay.
I think that the babies will be blown free in some kind of weird...
Eject.
Actually, because I can't imagine that they'll kill the babies. I mean, my God, they can't kill babies, can they?
I was wondering that. Like, have we ever had that? We've had babies, like, in the womb.
Yeah.
Not make it.
Yeah.
But I don't know that we've ever had, like, a baby.
A deliberate baby killing? It just seems a bit much.
Just, like, the idea of the van, like, and the baby's just, like, shooting out.
Well, I don't see any other way for them to get out of it. You know? But
or Kane can just step on the cigarette real fast.
Yeah. No, because we saw in the previews that something blows up.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of who...
Who, how...
And, you know, we know that Lily and Jill and Neil are watching this off to one side.
Like, no, stop!
Right. Yeah.
And the baby's just, like, gets thrown right into her arms.
Yeah, right, exactly. See, that's... not likely. So, yeah, I just can't see that they would write in, you know, babies explode. I just don't see it. Because that's awful. That's
a horrible thing. It is pretty awful.
And I can't see them killing Kane, because they went to all that trouble to bring him back.
To make him alive.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So, yeah, if someone is going to have to, and I'm trying to think of who could rush in to save the day. Is Daniel with the Jill... Neil,
that was
Lily
not made clear
group?
To me.
Okay,
because I don't think he's back at the psych ward.
No,
but I don't seem to remember.
I think he went with them though, but I don't seem to remember seeing. You know, he was parking the car.
I think he went to go get a cup of coffee.
Yeah, he was gonna go and
nobody
buy some
can
more
stay
hair
away
ties.
From crimson lights for more than like 15 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
Like, clearly, they are putting something very addictive in that coffee.
Right. Yeah.
So,
I mean, but I can see Daniel being someone who could rush in and save the day, or, you know.
Of course.
Hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a good cliffhanger, because I really...
Yeah, I don't
It
know
wasn't
either.
Clear what was going to happen.
No.
So
that's
fun.
Oh, and then, as Genevieve and Colin are, like, arguing on the balcony.
Right, and it was really fun to watch that, because it was clear that the two actors had known each other for years.
Yeah.
And were like, let's go have some fun.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Over the top? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So they did.
And she was just, you know, I foiled your plan!
Yeah, right.
And, you know, and then...
We have to talk about the veracity comment. That was so great. She has clearly... Okay, so there was a... She was yelling at him about how he doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
And she used the word veracity, and then a second later defined it for all of those of us who couldn't quite remember what it means.
Yeah.
And it means truth. Okay, great. And I couldn't help but think that was her word of the day on her little calendar you ripped the page off. I was like, ooh.
I'm going to incorporate this in.
Good one, Genevieve.
Yeah.
Nice. Tomorrow's word, onomatopoeia.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
they're fighting on the balcony.
She pushes him off the balcony.
But yet, he doesn't fall like a normal human being.
It's like
he does a complete 360 and manages to hold on, even though that actor has arthritis so bad in his hands he can't straighten them out.
But that's why.
But suddenly you can
see. The 2.5 foot fall right. was so scary because right. he has old man bones.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was comical, and I'm glad that they didn't show the whole flip.
Oh no!
Because
wait
it
a minute!
Been ridiculous.
Jill's
watching.
Yeah, Jill yeah. and them—they're not watching the van about to blow up. They're watching Colin.
They're watching
fall
Colin
from
on
the
balcony. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, because as he's hanging there, Jill's like, "Colin."
Just like, little help.
And I was
little
surprised.
Help, please.
I like, oh, so she's still concerned about him.
Well,
for,
sure.
You
yeah.
know.
She doesn't know everything about him being totally awful. She just knows he's up to something no good. And is trying to steal her grandchildren.
Yeah, it seems
but there's
a little
but
bad.
He never said, you can't come too.
Okay. All
you
right.
Know, so maybe she thought she would get her invitation later.
Yeah.
And she would sit at home by the phone.
Well, at this point, he's dangling.
Yes. Dangling over the balcony.
So, will it be like, he'll be in the hospital, Kane's in the hospital, mm-hmm. I mean, will we have several Ashby's in the hospital?
Right.
Is that what we're going
yeah.
for?
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe.
I kind of figured.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where it goes. One thing I want to go back to, sort of, Noah, uh-huh. this is way off the Kane topic, but Noah has a new friend.
Oh, you're right.
Hunter, the blonde chick.
I love that name.
I do. I've never liked it for a girl. I like it better for a boy, but okay, whatever.
She's not wearing, like, a lot of makeup. Like, she looks...
She's pretty clean scrubbed and fresh and young.
She looks like, maybe not from a super affluent family, though, I was saying.
Right, yeah,
right?
yeah. And the way she acts, she's like, okay,
yeah.
I'm not rich like Noah.
Yeah.
You know, but...
So,
she's
who are her parents, you know?
Tucker.
That's kind of what I assumed. Because we were like, it's not a son, it's a girl. Because
she's about, yeah, and she's about the right age. Because
yeah.
she's about 20.
Okay.
So, and they have said, oh, you know, Paul was
yeah.
even saying to Catherine, oh, she must be about, he must be about 20 years old now. I was like, okay, thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah.
But,
okay,
you know,
that's what I thought, but.
So, yeah, that's who I think.
Hunter. Hunter and Tucker.
Hunter McCall. That's
oh,
a pretty
that's good,
good
name.
Ooh,
yeah.
that is a good name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good point.
Yeah, so.
But I think that's it.
I think that's it, yeah. I think that does it up.
All right. So don't forget to go to the blog, yrupdates.blogspot.com, or find us on Facebook, which is really where we do
mm-hmm.
our bantering.
Yeah, although I did appreciate the comments from Yvette's this time. You were spot
yeah.
on.
Yeah, yeah.
Well done.
As always.
Yes, you'll be the first we notify if we just start up the Matlock
Capital
podcast. And for the next podcast, we'll also have kind of a recap of the Daytime Emmys, which are next week.
Holy crap, that's soon. All right. Dang.
Yeah.
All right. So. We'll have to make a special moment for that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, find us on Facebook, The Young and the Restless Recap. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.